Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, these are God's words. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his same promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became... we're stopping at verse 6. Through the gospel. Thus ends this reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So he had begun to bring up what the mystery of the gospel was in chapter 1, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, God would gather all things into Christ. And as he begins now to talk again about the mystery, we know that it is a mystery that especially focuses on the gathering in of all into Christ. And what reminds him of this is the place where he is writing. He is going to tell them about how he prays for them because of the greatness of what God has done in gathering the whole family together in heaven and on earth in Christ. And so he's going to say in verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named." And he is going to urge them to walk according to the family character and according to the family rules, that they would live like Christians, as if I would say, and you go out, live like a Hakim, conduct yourself the way our family ought to. But this, of course, is a much higher family. Live like children of God. Conduct yourself like children of God ought to. So he's going to say, in chapter 4 and verse 1, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called." But as he begins these two ideas about his prayer and his urging them in how they are to live, he is reminded of the mystery itself and how wonderful it is that God has made him to know the mystery, and how wonderful it is that as he writes the letter to the Ephesians, God is preparing to make them to know the mystery, and that God the Holy Spirit is carrying the apostle as he writes, and that God the Holy Spirit is going to carry along the Ephesians as they read and give them the knowledge of Jesus and what they have in Jesus, so that they too will pray such prayers, so that they too will be eager to live for the Lord. And we want to pray such prayers as he prays, and we want to live our lives entirely for the Lord. And so we too would do well to be amazed for a moment this morning at how God the Holy Spirit is making known to us the mystery, is revealing to us the truth about who Jesus is and what Jesus is accomplishing. So he highlights four things about the mystery in these six verses. He highlights at least these four things: that himself as the writer, the Gentiles as receivers, the Spirit as the revealer, and Christ as the one who is revealed. So Paul is the writer of the mystery. It's really amazing that he who used to make others prisoners because they confessed the Lord is now glad to be a prisoner for the sake of the Lord, especially on behalf of those he hated the most, the Gentiles. The Lord has truly transformed him and changed him. And we too will walk exactly opposite our flesh when we come to obey the command that he finishes, with which he finishes this thought. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called," chapter 4 and verse 1. And he is amazed at his own calling. Paul, as the writer of the mystery, and as the one that God is using to gather in the Gentiles and bring them into the family, and set them on the foundation of Christ and build them up into the building. What an amazing thing. He marvels. He doesn't look around and say, oh, look at these chains and smell all of that rotting nastiness in this prison where I find myself as I write. He says, look at me and the dispensation of the grace of God, that here I am writing the letter to the Ephesians. We always have the option to focus on that in God's providence, in which he is sanctifying, training, purifying us, that which is painful, or to focus especially on the privilege to which he has called us in the moment. And the apostle does that here. So Paul is the writer of the mystery, the Gentiles as receivers of the mystery. When we were having our question and answer time, we noted that probably this is talking about the Spirit's convincing and not just hearing the words, because Paul probably heard the words of the gospel for the first time in his home church in the synagogue of the freedmen when Stephen was being challenged and Stephen was preaching and Paul was holding the coats of those who killed Stephen for preaching. But it was by revelation, first on the Damascus Road, and we know from Acts and from his other letters that the Lord Jesus did appear to him many times, actually. But it was the Spirit making him to know Jesus as the Messiah and Jesus appearing to him. So the Gentiles are receivers of the mystery, which is amazing because the Jews had words about Jesus. They should have known Christ from their Bible. Jesus rebukes the Pharisees. He said, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but it is they that speak of me. You should have seen me in your Bibles, Jesus says. And now that which the Jews have missed for thousands of years, or for over 1,000 years, the Spirit is making known to those who are not Jews at all. And sinners from all the nations are being gathered into the citizenship of the saints, are being gathered into the family of God, are being gathered into this building that is being built on the foundation. And that's where he goes next. Paul is the writer and the Gentiles, as they read, are the receivers. But the way they come to know the mystery and the way Paul comes to write the mystery is because the Spirit is the one who is revealing, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. And so how is it that what he wrote at the end of chapter 2 was coming true, that Jews and Gentiles together are being built into one another and fit together into this building? Well, it's on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. And now he fills that out a little bit more. It is the Holy Spirit who is carrying along the apostles and prophets as they teach and as they write. And so they're teaching about Jesus Christ and they're preaching about Jesus Christ and they're writing about Jesus Christ because, and this brings us to the last part, it is Christ who is revealed in the mystery. Yes, one of the glorious results and effects is that the nations are being brought in and Jews and Gentiles together are going to be one church. But the one who is the core of the mystery, who is the substance of the mystery, is Jesus. That's why it tells us, verse 6, that these Gentiles are fellow heirs in Christ through the gospel. They are fellow heirs of the same body, and that it is in Christ through the gospel that they are partakers of his promise that the Jews thought or acted as if was only for them. Even though their Bibles plainly said it was for all the families of the earth. And so Christ is the substance of the mystery. And so Paul is the writer, the Gentiles are the receivers, we ourselves are the receivers. And we must look to his Holy Spirit to make us to know Jesus in his word, because Christ himself is the content of the mystery, that we would become fellow heirs and partakers of the promise. Lord, grant the work of his Spirit, that we would be convinced and so that we might consider the rest of this day and the rest of our lives the dispensation of the grace of God to us. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would bless to us this portion of your word that you have given us in our family worship this morning, that your Spirit would make us to focus on Christ, so we are so easily distracted and full of thoughts about other things, and we may miss that what you grant to us to do in walking with you by faith in Jesus and the help of your Spirit, hour by hour for the rest of this day, is a dispensation of your grace to us. Give us that grace, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and your children here say, Amen.